joining us right now to talk some World Cup is Jason Longford. Jay. Jason, I have to imagine you're incredibly fired up for the game tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that was a wild one earlier this week against Iran, where the U.S. played really, really well in the first half. They get the goal to show for it. Christian Pulisic puts his body on the line, puts it in the back of the net, and then, look, you had to defend against a good team, and they got it done. I think in this tournament, the U.S. has shown they can play with the big boys, and they can play good soccer, but they've also got that grit and that dog in them, like Randy would say.
Hey, Jay, when you look at last game and you know, this, like you said, the grit and everything like that, they're going to have that a little more to beat Netherlands tomorrow morning. What do you think is one of the big keys that U.S. has to do, that we have to do tomorrow to find a way to get a win?
Go in without any fear. I think this is a Dutch team that is good, that is talented, but I don't think they're better than England. I don't think they're a team that you should be afraid of. I think they're a team that's not really firing on all cylinders in this tournament. They've got a great forward in Cody Gakpo. You're going to have to make sure he's accounted for. You need to stop the midfield play with the Netherlands. They like to play through Frankie de Jong, the Barcelona midfielder. You want to try to cut him out of the build-up play, because then the Dutch have to play a little more direct, a little more long ball. That suits the U.S. And I think you really have to worry about Daley Blind, the left wing back for the Netherlands. Great left foot. He can hit that long diagonal and open the game up even when you feel like you have things under control. And the attack, the U.S. just have to play. I mean, they're creating the chances. They've done that all tournament. They've played with, I think, a lot of composure in the attacking half of the field, except for the final finish. Now, you got the one against Iran. You're going to have to convert a little bit more in this one. But this is a winnable game. This is absolutely a winnable game for the U.S.
What do you expect the game to look like? I know there, obviously the Iran game was the way it was until they scored, and then it was, you know, it was a little bit more open in the second half. What do you think tomorrow's game is going to look like?
It's going to look a little bit like the England game at times, because I think the similarity that the English and the Dutch have in this tournament is you have managers who maybe opt for being conservative in big moments, and when they're facing a team that they have some fears of, and England showed that they feared the U.S., and everything that Louis van Gaal, the manager of the Netherlands, is saying is that they're worried about what the U.S. can do. They're going to get conservative. They're going to try to get conservative with the ball. But they're going to try to dictate the pace. They're going to try to slow it down. They don't want to get into a track meet with the U.S. They don't want to get Tim Weah, hopefully Josh Sargent, hopefully Christian Pulisic. They don't want to get those guys out on the run. They got to shut down Anthony Robinson and Sergiño Dest. Those are players that can hurt the Dutch. So what they're going to try to do that is slow the game down. The U.S. has to not get rattled in those moments, get the ball back, and try to go quicker, but not recklessly.
How do you think, if anything, the injury that Pulisic got last game will impact him tomorrow?
It's just a pain threshold thing, I'm assuming, from everything we're hearing about the injury. It's just how much can he handle. I think the number one thing about Pulisic from that game, the goal, obviously, it's great awareness. It's bravery to go knowing he's going to get hit in that moment and find a way to put it in. But what makes me feel better about Saturday is the fact that he came back on the pitch, was able to get the team to halftime without using a substitution, without using one of your three sub windows to pull him out there. And he was able to sacrifice that for the team. The question is just, can he go 90 or maybe 120 tomorrow? Because we're starting to talk about extra time now. If that's is needed. You know, can he do that? And we just don't know yet.
Jay, what's the biggest surprise? No Belgium, no Germany, no Mexico.
The biggest surprise out of those three is no Germany. I think all of them, it's not a massive shock. The Germans, I expected to find their way through. They just... Really, they're going to look back at that game with Japan, where they had things under control. And Japan's done this to Spain and Germany, where they make you lose your head, and then they hit that counterpunch again really quick. And you know, you look at where they've scored their goals. They get one, and then they get a second really fast, and then sit back and defend. Germany lost their heads for 5 minutes in that match, and that's ultimately what is going to cost them and send them home. Mexico needs to rebuild. Mexico needs to start bringing through more young talent and getting young talent ready to be able to step up to that next generation. They don't have as many young players breaking through like the U.S. Belgium just got old, and Belgium wasn't able to get it done. You saw Romelu Lukaku yesterday. He's only played 31 minutes this season due to injuries. Had five great chances in 45 minutes and couldn't find the back of the net. He was rusty.
What's the coverage plan for the weekend? If folks want more Jason Longshore analysis, how can they find it?
So we're on tonight at midnight with Atlanta Soccer Tonight, myself and Jessica Charman. We're going to get into the games today, but we're going to deep dive into U.S. and Netherlands and get you ready. If you can't stay up late night with us, that's cool. You can download it on the Off the Woodwork podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. It'll be ready for you first thing in the morning. You can listen to that as you're getting ready for the game. And then Saturday night after the Big Ten Championship, we'll be back on the radio and on the Odyssey app talking about what happens tomorrow for the U.S.
No doubt, man.
Jason, we appreciate the time,
you, brother.
Man.
We'll all be nervous together in the morning.
Yep, I'll be freaking out and yelling.
Jason Longshore there, man. Obviously a part of the Atlanta United coverage here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, but they've got you covered, like he said, tonight, tomorrow night. You can listen to the podcast tomorrow morning when you wake up if you can't stay up with them. And yeah, man, it's a big deal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.